New York state lawmakers held a special December session Monday to enact new protections for tenants unable to meet rent payments due to pandemic-related job losses and other financial challenges. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the legislation Monday night. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Ayes 40, nays 21.
The bill is passed.
Even though the new legislative session officially begins on January 6th, Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, a Democrat, says the rent protections could not wait for another week.
Sending out a lifeline of hope to millions of New Yorkers who will now be able to stay in their homes.
The legislation places a temporary stay on evictions and some mortgage foreclosures until May 1, 2021. Tenants unable to meet rent payments need to submit a form to their landlords declaring financial hardship due to the COVID-19 pandemic. If legal proceedings have already begun against a tenant, they can submit the form to the court. The eviction proceedings would be stayed for 30 days while the hardship declaration is evaluated. Senate sponsor Brian Kavanaugh explains the bill's provisions on the Senate floor.
Our goal here is to create a system where people have to attest under penalty of law that they have experienced a hardship and that that hardship is causing them to be unable to meet their rental obligations. And in that circumstance, we want to protect them from eviction as an emergency public health measure.
Small landlords owning 10 or fewer units would also be able to file a financial hardship form to avoid foreclosure or tax liens on their property if their tenants can't pay them rent. Republicans, who are in the minority in both houses of the legislature, voted against the measure, saying the legislation overreaches. Tenants who forego paying rent and landlords who delay mortgage payments during the pandemic will still have to eventually pay back all of the money that they owe. Republicans and Democrats agree that could be a problem sometime in the near future and lead to a housing crisis. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.